That was nice music just now, but why didn't we play Sabrina Carpenter, who was the voice behind two of the biggest songs of the summer, and her new album just debuted at number one? Here's NPR Music's Stephen Thompson. So you can sleep, baby, I
know, does that mean it's the soul? You'd be forgiven for assuming that Sabrina Carpenter's Short and Sweet would top the Billboard albums chart in its first week of eligibility, especially if you knew that the singer would also have three of the nation's top five songs. Espresso has been a hit since April, that's still holding on at number four, Please 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 is one spot ahead of that, and Taste enters this week's chart at number two. Still, Sabrina Carpenter's journey to the top of the album charts was fraught right up to its final moments, as she fended off a furious challenge from rapper Travis Scott. For those who feel like breaking down Billboard's Byzantine metrics, the pair's neck-and-neck battle was unbelievably close. Billboard uses something called album equivalent units. That's a number derived from a mix of online sales, physical sales, and streaming, and Carpenter only ended up ahead of Travis Scott by about 1,000 units, which is a razor-thin margin. The strong numbers for Travis Scott's Days Before Rodeo are especially striking given that it was originally released as a free mixtape in 2014. It had never been made available for sales or streaming, so the version that cracked the Billboard charts this week was a 10th anniversary commemorative edition. Mamacita, cita, cita. Both Carpenter's and Scott's albums were boosted by digital variant editions. Basically, that's an alternate version of an album with one or more bonus tracks. It's a way of getting fans to buy the same record multiple times while also goosing the Billboard stats. But Travis Scott took his efforts to another level. He released 8 different versions of the album, most of them digital downloads on his web store. In the end, it wasn't quite enough to topple Sabrina Carpenter. Her fans heard her pleas loud and clear. Please, please. Stephen Thompson, NPR Music.